You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
I just had a thought of feeling this morning. Something good was gonna happen today. Now there comes a sound without any warning. I just know it's good luck coming my way. Goodness gracious, can it be? Someone's coming back to me.
Who's that?
Knocking at my door. I've been waiting oh so long. I'd die if I am wrong.
Who's that?
Knocking at my door. I know it can't be the mailman, the coal man, the iceman. They've been here today. It can't be the grocer, the butcher, the baker. They don't stop that way. If my sweetie's there outside, my arms, my heart are open wide.
Who's that?
Knocking at my door. Don't keep me here waiting. I've been waiting now for many a day. You can come right in without hesitating. You know who I meant when you heard me say. My brother, they're down on the farm. If it's the landlord, the lawyer, the tailor, I don't give a darn. If it's my sweet used to be, I lock him in and lose the key.
Who's that?
Knocking at my door.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh yeah, here we are, still in exile in Radiola. Yes, I'm Andy Sr. with another edition of Radiola, which will continue throughout the summer in whatever form. If the station is up and running, then you will have that additional option to listen. But I've taken it off the roads here. It's we're four-wheeling with this Radiola. And one more appropriate thing to begin with. Kitty O'Connor, the girl baritone, although she sounded very, no, she didn't sound like Eileen Stanley or somebody on that one. Who's That Knocking at My Door? A tune I really like from 1927. The Masqueraders, Oh Mona, from 1931. And that's a British group on in English Columbia. And our theme, Willard Robeson. And the weather is just delightful. It is approaching summer. And we're enjoying it very much here. And we're going to continue here on Radiola with Jesse Stafford. And Shine. Yeah, that's Shine from 1928. is Red Nichols, and his five pennies, all 11 of them there. There'll come a time. Well, there was more than five. You know, he was it was inflation. 1928, and you heard some great musicians in there. Yes, you heard definitely heard. I would say Miff Mole and Jimmy Dorsey, by all means, in addition to Red Nichols. And before that, Charles Pierce with Bullfrog Blues from the United Hot Club of America, United Hot Clubs of America release. That was the first issue of that series. That was actually recorded in 1928 originally on an impossible-to-find Paramount. So that's a dubbing. You heard Frank Teschemacher and you heard Muggsy Spanier in there, of course. And that's what makes the record worth about $7 million, if you can find it. I'll settle for the Hot Club thing. That didn't cost much at all, actually. And before that, Jesse Stafford and his orchestra, formerly Herb Wiedoff's Cinderella Roof Orchestra, but Jesse kept it going for a few years, I guess. Shine from 1928. And that's off in Old Brunswick. So this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and I'm glad to keep this show going online throughout the summer. And I hope you're enjoying it, as indeed I am also. And we're trying to keep it moving here on the internet. I know that there are most of my listeners, in fact, they're not local, so. And those that are can finally decide to go online. Some people are resolutely opposed to that. They think that somebody's going to put a Chinese porn virus on their computer or something the minute they try to tune into my show. Well, that does not happen. This show is squeaky clean. Maybe my mind isn't, but the show is. And you can find all playlists for this on Radiola Blog, which you can get to by radiolablog.blogspot.com. I'm still working out issues with radiolarhythm.com, but if you want to have some fun, you could try that. Or just type Radiola into Google, and you'll find all that and many great links to some wonderful programs and musicians and different things, some sites that you'll really enjoy. So by all means, do that. If you have an opportunity, I'd highly recommend it. We're going to continue now with a song that was made famous by Maurice Chevalier. But here it is, in 1930, by Leslie Hutchinson, or Hutch as he was also known, a recording in Britain, You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me.
The flowers, never will I meet one sweeter than you. Would you turn away, or could you really learn to care if you never did to say I love you? If the nightingale could sing like you, they sing much sweeter than they do, for you've brought a new kind of love to me. And if the Sandman brought me dreams of you, I'd want to sleep my whole life through, for you've brought a new kind of love to me. I know that I'm the slave, you're the queen, but still you can understand that underneath it all, you're a maid, and I am only a man. I should work and slave the whole day through if I could hurry home to you, for you brought a new kind of love to me.
Sound that made him look around, and this is what he found. A lovely blonde had snatched the little Betty from her head, put a helmet on instead, and then she sternly said, "I'm Gertie the girl with the gun, and I've watched your car speed along. Now if you do more than 30, then Gertie gets shirty and tinkles the song on the gong. Beware when you're driving along, for the law says that you're in the wrong. So I dress as a cop and can call you to stop. Oh, I'm Gertie, the girl with the gong." A motorist was stopped one day. He thought himself a lad. Some alcohol he'd had, and that was just too bad. He fancied he was handsome, so he started in to flirt. And then our gongster Gert said, "Stop, you might get hurt." He tried to kiss her, she struck once, and on the ground he lay. And as he passed away, he faintly heard her say, "I'm Gertie, the girl with the gong. Yes, sir, I'm solid, efficient, and strong. My feminine feeling, I'm good at concealing, especially with you, you King Kong. It seems that you've got me all wrong, so I'm just gonna take you along, and you'd better come quietly. And in the cells you'll regret that you started to pet with Gertie, the girl with a gong." They train us on beer and ping pong. I was top in the fourth for the musical course, so I'm Gertie, the girl with a gong. In disguise, I drive in the thong. Oh, you're certain to get me all wrong. For the girl who may look like a nurse or a cook will be Gertie, the girl with a gong.
Thank you.
Radiola, we heard the amazing Larry Adler playing his mouth organ. He was a virtuoso, indeed he was, on the chromatic harmonica. And that was With Plenty of Money and You from, I think, 1937. It's hard to judge the date on some of these recordings, but you just do what you can with these British sides. Having no discography, one is left to one's own resourcefulness. And I'm Andy Senior, and I try to be resourceful. You'd be amazed at what I can do. Sometimes my dinners are very resourceful, depending on what leftovers are available. And before Larry Adler, we heard Anona Wynn, the radio artiste, as the label says. Gertie, the girl with the gong. I think she was a descendant, perhaps a direct lineal descendant, or perhaps a progenitor, I should say. Let's get our. I'm looking at it from the wrong end here. She was an ancestor of Rita the Meter Maid. So that's Gertie with a Girl with a Gong from 1935, beginning with Leslie Hutchinson. You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me from 1930, and we're going to continue on Radiola with Sid Pelton in his orchestra. Sid, I think, is in the orchestra, although it was Hal Davis, according to the discography. You had Dick Robertson on the vocal in 1935 from the Gold Diggers of 35, actually. And you know this tune. Sure you do. Lullaby of Broadway.
Listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The
heady-ho and the boop-a-doo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rock-a-bye your baby round, till everything gets hazy. Hush-a-bye, I'll buy you this and that, you hear a daddy say. And baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day.
Thank you. Hopkins, won't you shout it? Miss Hopkins, folks, don't doubt it. Everybody grab a partner now. Oh, swing for the Roseland, swing for me. Swing for the boys at 17. Everybody start shuffling now. I'll sing that. Ha-ra-ta-ra-ra-ra. Ha-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. Oh, tick that grand until it walks out. Tick the grand until it talks out. Everybody start shuffling now.
There's Claude Hopkins, Ovie Alston on the vocal, Everybody Shuffle from 1934. That was a test pressing, a shellac test. It doesn't sound too bad. Nice to have it. I managed to get a few of those recently, and I will I'll play them for you as you enjoy as you will. I'll keep putting those out there. And before that, we had Harry Roy and his orchestra. From 1933, Lazy Bones. And I'm never sure who the vocalists are on these British recordings, although my British listeners will enlighten me, I am sure. I just try to use the information I have, but I'm guessing that's from 33, beginning with Sid Pelton and his orchestra, actually Hal Davis, according to the American Dance Band discography, Dick Robertson, Lullaby of Broadway. From 1935, and that's a British pressing, too, from Regal Xenophone. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm just, this is all shellac. What can you do? These are all original documents, one way or another, and I'm glad to have them here. So what can you do? And just keep them going? Keep the good music playing, is one must. And we're going to go into acoustic territory now. Van and Schenck, Gus Van and Joe Schenck, with Sweet Kisses, which was written by Albert von Tilser. That was from 1919.
So nice, I thought a paradise. Somebody's two arms enfolded me. Two wonderful lips were pressed right close to mine. Sweet kisses that came in the night. Sweet kisses that brought me delight. I sure do love my honey and my sugar a lot, but they're not half as sweet as the kisses I got. Sweet kisses. Who gave them to me, sweet kisses? Now who can it be? Oh, Mr. Dream Man, hear my plea. I'm her honey, he might be. I hope she doesn't buzz around nobody but me. Sweet kisses that came in the night. Last night someone said I love you. I tried to sleep. The one who spoke to me, somebody's sweet smile hypnotized me. Two wonderful eyes kept gazing into mine. That came in the night, sweet kisses, that brought me delight. I sure do love my honey and my sugar a lot, but they're not half as sweet as the kisses I got. Sweet kisses, who gave them to me? Sweet kisses, now who can it be? Oh, Mr. Dream Man, hear my plea. I'm her honey, she might be. I hope she doesn't buzz around nobody but me. Sweet kisses that came in the night. Kisses in the morning, in the afternoon. Kisses in the parlor or underneath the moon. I've had lots of kisses and they're all right. But who the kisses that I got last night? I hope she doesn't buzz around nobody but me. Sweet kisses that came in the night. Some
in her mouth. One points north, the other points south. 1,000 miles, 1,000 miles. Honey, follow me. She's got a sister, lives across the lake. She can shake a shimmy like a rattlesnake. Rocks in the mountains, fishes in the sea. A garbage man's daughter made a dump out of me. 1,000 miles, 1,000 miles. Honey, follow me. Rudolph Valentino has girls' hearts under lease. He says his heart's in Italy, but we know his hair's in Greece. 1,000 miles, 1,000 miles, honey, follow me. I called last night to see my gal, had a terrible fright. An auto standing out in front had on it Willie's night. 1,000 miles, 1,000 miles, honey, follow me. A man, he left the country to the city to sell some ham. His wife, she wanted some preserve. He brought her Subway jam. 1,000 miles, 1,000 miles, honey, follow me. Thank you.
Where'd you get those lips? Where'd you get those dimples, honey? Where'd you get the smile so sunny? Those chins, those nose, those rosy cheeks. I'm gone, near gone, 4 weeks and weeks. How'd you grow so sweet? How'd you grow so nice? Where'd you get that new blue bonnet with the do-wack-a-doos upon it? Please make me happy and put me wise. Where'd you get that great big eyes?
The Harmonians, Irving, how could you miss Irving Kaufman? You just can't. He's in there with the on Velvetone, of course, or one of those Harmony-type labels. Where'd you get those eyes? 1926. Before that, a test pressing of Charles Sargent and Johnny Marvin, and it's a pretty good one, too. There was some slight damage, but through the miracle of digital technology, I was able to straighten it out. Thousand Miles Blues, and that was from 1924. But it's a nice, clean recording, except for a little, somebody was trying to use it for a Frisbee or something earlier. But other than that, it's a very nice recording. Beginning with Van and Schenk, Sweet Kisses. Oh, yeah. And this is Radiola, and I appreciate you listening. This is an online-only edition of Radiola, and we're approaching summer. What can I say? It's beautiful out, and we're trying to keep it moving here as long as possible. And the show's been on 5 years. Last week we kind of celebrated 5 years, not really because it wasn't on the air. So I don't know if that counts or not. It's sort of like being born on leap year or something. If you're not actually on the air, is that indeed an anniversary? But we're going to go on anyway and do what we have to do. Coming up are a couple of songs sent to me by a guy I met last year by the name of Bud Taylor, and Bud is a performer. He plays tuba with the Smug Town Stompers in Rochester, New York. And he sent me some recordings that an earlier edition of the Stompers had made in 1968. So I have a couple of those now for you. And the personnel on this 1968 recording, and he says it was recorded at a place in Pittsburgh, the Basin Inn Tavern. And it's now something else, but that was in Pittsburgh, New York, near Rochester. But the personnel of this particular session was Bob Furtig on cornet, Walt Fullerton trombone, Dave Sweet clarinet and soprano sax, Gary Webeck piano, Dick Fuller banjo, Dick Westberg drums, and Bud Taylor on tuba. And Pat Howard was on vocal, but we don't hear any vocal on these sides. But that's what I've got here for you. We're going to start with Oriental Man. And this was recorded, again, as I said, in 1968.